What better way to launch the holiday season than with the heartwarming story of a little girl searching for the true meaning of Christmas by confronting a bell-ringing Santa on the street corner?
What did you mean when you said you work for Santa?
I just try to do whatever Santa would. You know, make things a little better.
So, Santa's your boss?
Yeah.
Does he pay you?
Do I look like I have a steady income to you?
A scene from the 2009 animated special, Yes, Virginia, based on the 1897 New York Sun editorial, answering a little girl's question, is there really a Santa? But the cartoon was not produced by a television studio. It was created by JWT, the ad agency for Macy's department stores. And it's a form of something called branded content, marketing material disguised as entertainment. Now, websites are taking this one step further with something called native advertising. Here now, media analyst John Carroll is here. John, first, branded content, native advertising. Why are marketers doing this?
The theory is that people are resistant to and skeptical about advertising. So if you package it as something else, their defenses may be down. They may give it more credibility. So if they think it's news content or they think it's entertainment, they're more receptive to it.
Well, with this native advertising, you can definitely think that it's a news product because it looks just like it. What is native advertising?
Native advertising is basically marketing material that mimics or resembles the website that it's posted on. So it looks like it's just part of the information stream on a website like BuzzFeed, for instance. Virgin Mobile had a post that said 11 things no one wants to see you Instagram. They pay BuzzFeed to post this. It looks exactly like all the other content there. And what they're hoping is that it will go viral and they will accrue some benefit from it.
But wait a second. What would that benefit be? Because let's take the case of Virgin Mobile and these photos you don't want to put on Instagram. As you're watching it, are you thinking Virgin Mobile? Or are you just thinking pictures on an iPhone? I mean, where are you supposed to get the advertising benefit?
This is all about brand awareness. I mean, this kind of thing is. So essentially what you're doing is you're associating Virgin Mobile with this sort of interesting information.
Well, let's give some other examples, and people can find their own. But if you go to theatlantic.com, for instance, we saw a series of videos called Are We There Yet? Now, it looks just like stories that you might see in The Atlantic online, but it's Mercedes-Benz.
Right. And unless you look, you don't know it's Mercedes-Benz. So up in the upper left-hand corner, they have a copy that says sponsored content presented by Mercedes-Benz. And it's small and it's very light gray, so it almost blends into the background. If you're not vigilant about this, if you're not looking and saying, who's providing this content, you can absorb a lot of marketing material and think that it's just basic editorial content.
There's another example you gave us from the website BuzzFeed. And this was during the election season. There's a post. Again, it looks just like a BuzzFeed story. There's a video, a picture of President Obama, and a headline above it about the different approaches to the economy. But again, it was an ad from the Obama campaign. It looked just like a story. And I'm thinking if you're Googling around, you want to, you know, let's say during the election, you wanted to get a primer on the two candidates' approach to the economy, that would come up.
Right. And what they're hoping is that people who are scrolling through BuzzFeed will look at the video and then will repost it.
That's something you can't do with the old-fashioned banners that advertisers would just put on websites so that you'd see on the website an advertisement for some company, but you could not share that.
Not only does that not happen, the redistribution of them, but the engagement with them often doesn't happen. There's very little click-through on the banner ads and the pop-ups that we see on our web screens. So essentially what advertisers are doing are saying, how can I somehow make this seem like something else so that I can get some kind of engagement? I mean, there's a sort of a desperate scramble to monetize the internet. From an advertiser standpoint, it should be something that's really inviting, that's really attractive. And they have not figured out a way to engage consumers on the web. So they go to Facebook, which is a goldmine in terms of demographics.
And Facebook has done this native advertising.
They have sponsored stories. And essentially what they do is they hijack content that that people have posted on Facebook, and they repackage it as sponsored stories. So anything that you might post about Trident, you know, I love Trident, I choose trident all the time, they will take that and turn it into a trident ad. But Facebook is a place where nobody wants to interact with advertising. They want to interact with their friends. Twitter is seems to be more conducive to transactional activity. So there's a lot of links that marketers put up on Twitter, and people seem to be more inclined to interact with them on Twitter because it's a different kind of platform. It's a platform where you're not really engaged. It's just a stream of information going by you.
Well, this idea of trying to pass off advertising as content isn't new. I remember when it really hit YouTube, these YouTube videos would come out, a cell phone in a microwave or a cell phone that purported to make popcorn pop, and
right.
they had a really rough amateur edge to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, of course, made by advertising companies. So this just feels like another chapter in that attempt to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Right, and this has gone on forever. I mean, you remember Bartles and James, the wine cooler? I mean, you know, those two guys were working for Gallo Wine. But they were being passed off as these sort of down-home front porch guys who had just started up a little wine cooler business for themselves. I mean, this kind of thing where you misdirect the public has happened in traditional advertising, and it happens on the web.
But what's disturbing here is that they're saying, make me look like news and content and information.
Exactly. And news, and the problem with native advertising is that news organizations are cooperating with this. They're not only cooperating with it, they're basically promoting it. So you've got Gawker, you've got The Atlantic, you've got BuzzFeed, you've got Boston.com. All of them are basically going to marketers and saying, we will allow you to use our news platform to present your marketing materials as something that they're actually not. It's this cooperation in tearing down the wall between advertising and editorial content. I mean, basically what they're doing is they're signing their own death certificate because their credibility is going to erode more and more. The more they go down this road, the more people are going to be suspicious of the news platform in addition to the marketing materials. So they're in this sort of death grip with marketers that is not going to turn out well, I don't think.
Well, speaking of native advertising, you have a new website dedicated to outing this kind of stealth marketing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Sneak Ad Tech, and basically it's tracking the hidden war on American consumers. So I'm out there looking for all these people trying to basically do ads in sheep's clothing and writing about it. And whether people are going to care about it or not, a lot of people tell me I'm a little over-fastidious about this. But to me, it seems that it's important to know when you're being advertised to. That's a basic right, and that's basic fair play. So that's what I'm doing, sneakadtech.com. Ask for it by name.
There you go. John Carroll, Mass Communication Professor at Boston University, Media Analyst for Here and Now. We'll link you up to Sneak Ad Tech at hereandnow.org. And John, we're thankful that you've prepared us for the shopping season. Thanks.
Let's go eat some turkey.
Up next, our annual Thanksgiving tradition, our pilgrimage to Vermont. Here and Now.